When looking for the King of Podcasts, you're at the wrong channel.
Well, excuse me!
Looking for good ideas for life? You're far from good hands.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
If you think the listener is always right, you're far from the right place.
Out of order! Even in the future, nothing works!
Hosted by a Northeasterner by birth, but a rebel by choice.
Are you threatening me?
If you want a host that floats between love and madness,
and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight.
Then play on and listen to Crazy Train Radio.
All right, guys, listen to this blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Warning, creators of this game do understand the subject matter may be offensive to some, but they do honor the families and people that have been affected by these real life tragedies that these individuals have caused. Want to play a game?
Oh yeah!
Lover of true crime?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, we got an interesting game for you to check out.
Wow.
With the mashup of influences such as horror movies, collecting cards, and RPGs.
What?
Led to giving birth to an incredible creation of this game, Killers the Card Game.
You are all my children now.
This game is a collectible trading card game featuring some of the most infamous killers with tidbits of trivia on the back of each card to help you learn some insight to each criminal.
Who the hell are you?
Let's not forget, during the game, cops will be chasing you and these criminals.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
However, check out their website listed through all social media today, which can be found under Killers the Card Game.
Am I on the internet?
I want to play a game.
Hi, this is Peter Anthony, the writer and director for Friday 13th Roseblood, and you're listening to the Crazy Train Radio.
Hey folks, it's your least favorite host in the podcast world, Croc, Jonathan Steele. And boy, do we have a good one for you today.
Awesome sauce. All right, we're here today with Crazy Train Radio featuring DC Custom Creations and our friend Maurice McCoy. Maurice, why don't you introduce yourself?
All right, hi everybody. My name is Maurice McCoy Jr. I am your friendly neighborhood. No, that's all. I'm not Spider-Man. I am an upcoming independent film director from Chicago, Illinois, from the south side of Chicago. Just coming to share my vision with any Friday lover, any horror lover in general. My vision of my interpretation of Jason Voorhees, and just to share my art with people who are like-minded individuals and just want to have a good time watching another Friday fan film.
Awesome.
But more theoretic. Like I said, I am from Chicago. I will be 30 years old this year, so to kind of give away my age, I'm on the young side about being an independent film director. This is my very first feature length film that I am working on, just in the put a name out there for myself, since this is my very first independent project. I have been part of other projects before, but that's in a collaboration effort. This is my very first solo project that I'm working on. Due to the fact that, you know, what actually got me started was my acting career at a very, very young age. Where I started acting since I was about, like, 8 years old. But as I got older throughout the whole acting industry, I just realized, you know, there was never no work to show for me. So what I mean there, like, there's no work to show, meaning, you know, any project that I did, there was never really no show and tell. There was always show, but I couldn't tell nobody that I was part of that project because nobody had no reels, they didn't have no video footage, no auditory footage of me being part of that project. It was like, oh, well, he was there, but we don't have the proof that he was there.
Gotcha. So now we're really trying to build your own name.
Yeah.
Okay. And make sure that that gets out there. So what is the name of your company now, your production company?
So my production company is called Flashtainment Productions, LLC. I do have my LLC. I've been LLC certified since April 11th, 2021.
Okay, so years now.
Yeah, awesome. But I'm just now trying to figure I'm still in the process of figuring everything out, figuring out what direction do I really want to go with my production company, what all do I want. What all services do I still want to provide for my production company? I'm like, hey, you know, since I've been getting into acting since I was a young age, why not really fulfill what I wanted to do at a young age now, since I am old enough to comprehend, old enough to really do this on my own?
Absolutely, yeah. And we're super excited about your film. So Jason Escapes from Hell. Now, what were you thinking when you were coming up with this? Because this is a really cool take of this, like, you know, his actual origin story, it sounds like. Is that kind of where we're coming from here?
It's a continuation story. But okay. Before I even get into that part, before I even just jump into Jason Escapes from Hell, it originally started off as Friday the 13th Teenage Wasteland back in 2019.
Okay.
But the more I just like started, you know, getting into the script, I'm like, you know, that title does not work for me because it's like me kind of, it's like a carbon copy from Sleepaway Camp. I'm like, I don't want to say, you know, Friday the 13th Teenage Wasteland, because I'm like, what am I really telling? That's like a carbon, like I said, a carbon copy of Sleepaway Camp 2. Like, nah, let me stray away from that part. Then I went to, I had another title under the name of Friday the 13th, Camp or Stalk. So I'm like, Camp or Stalk, what direction am I going with that part? Because we all know, Jason, any killer basically stalks. What direction am I really going with this for? I'm like, okay, so that title does not fit. And then I have the title of The Multiverse of Jason, which I started on that last year, but I had some difficulties with my partners on that project, and things kind of went AWOL, things kind of went left on that side, so I had to stray away from that project in general. So now, coming into the very end of, like, mid 2023 to present, I had to have a contemplation about, okay, am I really going to do this? Am I really going to proceed with this after what just happened with the Multiverse of Jason project? I'm like, you know what? Yes, I am. Let me think of a real catchy title that I had in the back of my mind for some years now. Because I had everything on my notebook. All the titles I've came up with was written in my notebook. So I went fishing on my notebook for the title I wanted. And I was like, you know what? Jason Escapes from Hell. Why not do a continuation from Adam Marcus's Jason Goes to Hell? Because I wanted to know, well, what would it be like if Jason really came from him, and how would he look, and what would be his powers, and what would be his purpose if he's coming back from hell. So that is the part that I definitely do want to touch up on about Jason escape from hell, is because the continuation story of Adam Marks is Jason goes to hell. So that's the fun part I get to play around with on a story that has so many loopholes with it, if that makes any sense.
So I'm going to tell you that when I saw the inch to escape from hell, like, that made me really excited, because it feels like a good origin story. It feels like, oh, like, you know, what happens when he did escape from hell? Like, the variation of the story can be so intense, and I'm just super, super stoked to see what you have in store with this. And I've seen some of, like, your artwork and everything that you have for the movie so far, and I am loving the direction of the project. Now, I do want to ask you, I saw that you were still looking for people to be in the film in the Chicago area. Is this still something that you're looking for, or are you still looking for production help or cast?
So right now, to answer your question, yes and yes. Theoretically, I am aiming to shoot in the northern Midwest region, specifically in the Wisconsin area, because, you know, shooting in with Chicago, it's a metropolitan city. So there's nowhere you can really shoot out here that'll give off Camp Crystal Lake vibes at all. So I'm like, you know what? Let me find somewhere that gives me the perfect vibes I'm looking for. And Wisconsin has the perfect elements on where I want to shoot at. But as far as production cast, production crew, I am still scouring for cast and crew. So that is a definite yes. And this more so for me, it's about having the right cast and crew part of the project. And I just somebody who say, I want to act, or I want to be part of the crew, and when the time comes, you're a no call, no show. So that's no bueno, that is no good for me. Like, I like to have a serious and dedicated team who wants to help bring my vision to life. It's not even just about my vision. It's about your vision as a talent, your vision as the actor or the actress or the crew member who wants to be part of a bigger project, to bring the vision to life and also make a name for him, her, or whatever, for their, whatever pronouns they decide to go by, for their self, them or their selves. And okay. It's my job, it's my goal and my job to shine the light, to be a light for those who wants to be a light for the world.
Awesome. Super, super cool. So you're doing auditions in the Chicago area for these parts, just if any of our viewers are out in the Chicago area, you know, feel free to give us a shout out. We might be able to hook you up, but you have to show up. Or you're not going to get
the, that's the key part. That is the key part. Because for me, I get it. You know, there are virtual auditions. There are Zooms. There's the FaceTime. There is whatever social media platform can offer to do your auditions on. Those are all able chances to do your auditions. But for me, I'm more so old school with it, because I want you to know, you coming out to audition, that feels so more, that's a more sentimental feel for me, because, like, you get up out of your bed and you came out of your way to come here to audition. That's showing me how dedicated and how serious you are about this project, because you can sit here and we can have a whole conversation how we're having right now via the internet, via Zoom, via StreamYard, whatever it is. And you can say one thing now, and then when it's really showtime, you're a no call, no show. So then I have to find somebody else to replace. Call somebody else up from Timbuktu, from Alaska, or all the way from Germany or something, to come and fill in the role that you neglected. No, I wanted to know, if I have my in-person auditions, are you going to come? By you even just coming, that's letting me know how serious you are and how passionate you are about this Friday the 13th project. And I've had countless conversations with multiple people, hundreds of people, because this isn't my first rodeo. And I'm just like, okay, if we do this, can you fulfill your end of the bargain by being the talent that I am putting together to bring this project to life? So me having in-person auditions is just, it's more sentimental and more personal for me.
Right on. I'll jump in here for a second since D got disconnected. So you mentioned about holes and such with Jason Goes to Hell. So have you ever mentioned through social media or anything like that to and Adam Marcus what you're doing?
Absolutely. I definitely have Adam Marcus on part of the project. He's more so on the observing right now. When I need to step in, I will definitely step in and help out. I want you to like do what you can do, and when you need me, I'm here for the support. And when it's go time, I will be full force in action. So he is fully aware of what's going on. I told him, I gave him the whole breakdown of the synopsis and where I was going with the story, and he loves it. He loves it, and he wants to see what my creativity process is with bringing this particular Jason that we've never seen on film before. Actually, we have seen it on film, but not an actual studio production film. We've seen it under Peter Anthony's Roseblood film at the very end, in the end credits. So I'm like, you know what? Let me play around. Let me shop this idea for a little minute and see how can I bring Savini Jason to life in my version of Friday the 13th, in my full feature fan film. I'm like, that's gonna be pretty badass. And then there's the part I'm trying to figure out, okay, Savini Jason, you know, he's not your standard Jason that just walks around in the film. No, this guy, he's pretty much on fire with the trident that's on fire. And it's almost about 6'7", almost 7 feet in height. Like, how am I really going to pull this off? But hey, it's going to be fun trying to figure out how to pull this off and make it an exceptional film and doing the best possible way that I can.
And so feature length, too. Like, we're doing a full length film. That's big stuff. So what are you thinking about timing? Or is it going to be like hour and a half, 2 hours?
I'm going to keep it under that 2 hour mark.
This is like that,
I don't want to bore nobody. I don't want nobody trying to like go to sleep. Like, hey, this film is too long. I'm just going to tap out, cut it off. You know, nah, I'm going to keep it under the 2 hour mark, but it's definitely going to be more than your standard 90 minute film. Okay. So, timing right now, I'm already clocking without the rolling credits, without the end credits. I'm already looking at just script wise. I'm at almost 175 pages.
Okay. That's awesome. And this is something that you wrote yourself too.
Yeah. So this time around, I wrote it myself because when I was writing the Multiverse of Jason project, I had partners on that project. Like I said, things kind of went left with that project. So I had to fall back and let it go and just workshop a whole new project, whole new ideas.
Right. Yeah. And this is all your brainchild completely, because we don't have anybody else working on the scripting or anything with you. This is your brainchild. So is there any like key parts that you can tell us that won't give away like the whole film?
So what I honestly can say is that it's a mashup. It's a mashup and of two of my non-horror films. It's a mashup between those two. And when I say my non-horror films, one, I honestly have to go with American Pie. Okay. That is one of my favorite non-horror films. I can watch the entire American Pie saga film like back to back to back all day, every day if I wanted to. Okay. My second non-horror film that ties into this is, well, can't really call it horror because it is horror. No, let me stop playing. Halloween.
Okay.
So I'm throwing in aspects of Halloween into this as well, because the way how I'm going with this story is, we all know Jason.
Right.
But we don't know Savini Jason.
Okay.
But we also saw the direction that Adam Marcus took Jason Goes to Hell. And we understood Jason Goes to Hell, but you understood the whole plot. There's Jason, he has a half sister, Diana, and he has his niece, then he has his great niece, Stephanie Kimball. Okay. In my story, we get to see a grown version of Stephanie Kimball graduating college, but still trying to figure out her ties to Jason Voorhees. Still trying to figure out what happened to her parents 20 years ago. Trying to figure out her life as a college student graduating and where she's going with her future. So that's what I mean. Like, we have that feel for what I throw in Halloween at, because we all know Michael has a niece, Jamie Lloyd, and one universe, Jamie Lloyd is his niece.
Right.
And we saw what happened in Halloween 4 and 5. We saw exactly what happened. He went after his niece. And once Lori, he killed his niece.
Okay.
A few films before that, she embodied him at a young age by wearing the clown suit and the clown mask.
Yes.
So with Jason Escape from Hell, we get to see what it's like between Jason and his great niece.
Okay. That's a really cool take. I'm super excited about this. When are you gonna start filming? Do you have a timeline?
Timeline for filming, we start next summer, late August.
Okay, awesome.
The film would be projected to release in 2026.
Okay, and is it going to be a YouTube release, or are we going to have DVD?
Yeah, definitely it's going to be a YouTube release. We're also giving away, we'll be crowdfunding through Indiegogo, of course. We are expecting to shoot the POC this coming August. So the POC will basically be about maybe about a 10 minute short from the film to show the fans what it was to come from Jason Escape from Hell. So we will give you guys a snippet of my version of Savini Jason and my version of Camp Crystal Lake, which I'm not calling it Camp Crystal Lake, I'm calling it Flashpoint, Camp Flashpoint Lake.
Okay. Gotcha.
So the name Camp Flashpoint Lake is basically like an homage to part 2, where we're no longer at Camp Crystal Lake, we're at Packernack Lodge.
Gotcha. Okay. I like it.
So my version of basically Packernack Lodge, which is my version of New Flashpoint Lake, is basically, it's not 5 miles, it's not right exactly around the corner from Camp Crystal Lake, but it's down the street, around the corner from Camp Crystal Lake. You know, it was down the street, but around the corner, down the street. But it's about 10 miles east of Camp Crystal Lake. So you still have some kids that venture off from the new camp that say, hey, you know, what about the old Camp Crystal Lake where that one, where Jason Voorhees killed all those people at back in the day? Well, they go venture off. What happens when you venture off? You get killed.
Yeah.
So absolutely. When you got the first two bloodsheds.
To be expected.
Yeah.
I love that. And you said that it was Wisconsin that you're shooting in, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be, it's going to be so good, I think. I don't know. Have you ever been to Wisconsin? Have you ever been there?
Occasionally, when I used to be in the band, we used to go up there for the Milk Day parades and various parades.
It definitely gives off that, the state just gives off those kind of eerie vibes.
Oh, yes. This one particular campsite that I've already scoured, it is the perfect ambiance, especially the forest. You know, they're connected by a forest. And it's right. Like, this is the perfect element on what I'm looking for. Is like, it gets that dirty, that gritty, that nighttime stalker vibes where it gets foggy in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's wet and drenched. I'm like, this is so freaking perfect.
You're like, this is perfect. Yes. The perfect amount of creep factor. Just what we're looking for. That's fantastic. Yeah. So 2026 release date. You said we're going to have an Indiegogo campaign. Are you doing perks for people? Are you going to do like, you know, get your name in the movie if you pay such and such, you know, how most of them are run?
Definitely. So, by us shooting our POC this coming August, we will use that POC as our Indiegogo starter up campaign for our production. And what we're going to be offering, we're going to be offering a lot of fun perks, some perks that may not have, that has not been offered yet. I know one of the main perks that I am working on is you can get your name in the film, of course, but donating as much as low as $1, you can get a social media shout out or something like get your name in the film by donating $20. That'll get you IMDb credit, a social media shout out. I don't have it up here with me. Friday the 13th, Jason Escape from Hell t-shirt, and a few digital downloads. I'm still working out all of the kinks for each individual perk, of course, but I'm going to have so many perks for different levels because I know everybody's financial situation is not the same as mine. Exactly. Everybody's financial situation is not the same as yours. So what I want to do is I want to be more flexible to anybody who has different circumstances of financial obligations, where if they want to be part of this film, they can be part of this film.
That's because awesome.
There's not there shouldn't be a way where you're like, I want to be part of this film, but I can't be part of this film. Not at all. Because I'm going to make, if there's a will, there's a way. And that's just my motto process. Because I've seen some campaigns whereas, you know, oh, well, if you donate $56, this is what you'll get, and this is just what you'll get. Well, I can't afford it. Can't afford it, not a problem. My lowest tier is going to be literally $1.
Right. Anybody can be a part.
Absolutely. That $1 will go as far as getting you a social media shout out. And your name on IMDb and to give you a thank you in the end credits of the film. And that's just for me because I know where I stand as one, as a fan of Friday the 13th, and as a fan of somebody who wants to be part of so many beautiful different projects out here. I'm like, even myself, like, hey, I want to be part of this project, but I'm not in a spot to where I can financially contribute. So I'm like, you know, for me, let me do what I know that I can do to give back to anybody who supports this project, who wants to support this project, who has a vision on supporting the project but can't do it. I'm going to make that way for you so where you can contribute towards this project. But like I said, that's just one of the perks that I am working on because I have over 30 written down on my notebook. And I know I'm not gonna start off with 30 because I'm gonna start off with at least 10 first and gradually work my way up there. But I have some cool t-shirt designs already. I have some nice artwork that's getting ready to come in. Where is it at? Aha, here we go. I am working on some custom-made wine glass. Okay,
glass. Your filter's taking it off, but that is a wine glass, yes.
Yeah.
Super cool. So you're going to have a lot of really, really awesome merch and everything like that for the film as well. That's amazing. I also, while I have you on here, you know, I would love to do a piece as a DC Custom Creations for a donation. You can raffle it off, whatever you want to do. I could do a custom t-shirt or something like that for finishing funds, however you want to rock it. But I'd absolutely love to do that for your project, because I've been watching you and I'm like, all right, this is going to be a good one. I'm excited about this one. And you know, my other work with like the Dead Place and stuff like that. I don't know if you've seen any of my custom stuff that I've done for some of the other films. But I would love to work with you. And then when you get your Indiegogo campaign set up and everything like that, let us know too. We'll definitely link you out on the show, make sure that we're posting about your project, and we'll get some really good hype over that. I'm excited. Super excited.
Absolutely. The other fun part with the Indiegogo campaign, especially the perks alone. So a lot of the even my cast, some of my cast members live on a project. Some of those guys, they are like, they're 420 friendly. So they're like, dude, you should do these kind of perks for people who's 420 friendly. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go out here to like my local Walmart or drugstore and buy some ashtrays and put Jason on it. 420 Jason, like Jason smoking blunt, smoking weed, smoking cigarettes, and just, you know, throw it at 420 friendly people, especially for the late of course 420 day, National 420 day. So I'm like, you know what? For a little something to give back to the 420 friendly people, that's something I can do for y'all when I get ready to launch my Indiegogo campaign. Of course, you get to buy a Rasta Jason.
Love that. Yes, I love that. You could even, I mean, I could talk to you about this after too, but resin pieces, because you can actually put the photo inside of the resin, right?
Yeah.
Just saying, that would work too. That would work too. And then you could do all different colors and you could put whatever in it. That would be awesome. Any other big plans coming up for this feature film?
Oh, let's see. Without giving away too much.
Don't tell all your secrets.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It is a lot to take in. Oh, so when I say that I am having homage, like I said, I already talked about the Halloween homage part of this. But I haven't talked about the American Pie side of it. So,
okay.
If you know American Pie, what American Pie is freakingly huge, known for the raunchy, the raunchiness, the hotness, and
the apple pie.
The Stiflerness. Yeah. So we get that feel because we're dealing with college students in this film.
Okay.
We have some, and they're part of a sorority and they're part of a fraternity. So we have sorority fraternity students going to New Flashpoint Lake to basically have the battle of their Greek games and festivities. And okay. In the midst of them doing that, they awaken the abyss out of hell, the abyss of evil out of hell. So that makes him come back from hell, like, hey, there's somebody on my homeland that shouldn't be there. And it's been quiet for almost 31, 30, whatever plus years, what's going on. Let me come back from hell and go take care of this. And then I'll be able to come back to my resting place.
Okay. That's a really interesting take. So we are going to have some comedy in the film too, then.
Oh, a lot of raunchy. Hot comedy.
I love it. Love it. That always keeps, you know, as a viewer, like as somebody that loves, you know, watching these films and stuff like that, when there's a little bit of like comedic, like, I mean, we see it with Art the Clown. It makes it even better. Even though it's still, you know, murder and mayhem and, you know, lots of gore and guts and everything. But when you have that little bit of comedy, then you're like, oh man, yeah, I want to see number two now.
Absolutely. And that's the other thing about it. So some people have already asked me, like, so is your Friday the 13th film, is it anything compared to the Wayans scary movie franchise films? I said, okay, in a way, yes, but no, because I don't have a Cilio kind of a Jason hockey where it's like there's a tongue sticking out of it, or there's Jason rapping and slicing and dicing and people imitating the original art of Wes Craven's Scream. No, it is pure, authentic Friday the 13th, but there are there's not a horror movie that doesn't have a comedic moment in it.
Right.
My film, some of my scenes, it has a lot of comedic moments in it, of course. That's just because we're dealing with silly, goofy, nerdy, horny, promiscuous college students who's going to campus.
So gotcha.
I gotta throw in the original, you know, you got your potheads, you got the jocks, you got the hot babe, you got the smart mouth girl, you got the loud ghetto girl. Of course, I'm gonna throw all of the basics in there, of course, but these are all college students who just comment to have fun and participate in the Greek games, and literally, I don't know, they're sending their own selves up to God. That is what it is. And like I said, some of my characters, they're very comedic in a way, and that's that part that goes to America Pal. Like, you have that feel like, damn, I feel like I've seen this before. I feel like I could relate. You can relate because, yeah, these are all college kids. Like myself, how I once was. I was a college kid at once. I partied, I had fun. I've been out to the woods with my friends, and we done got so effed up in the middle of the woods. And like, what? Let me throw in parts of my life that I felt into this movie, but still keep that same Friday the 13th formula that gives it that lore that'll be funny, but it really slice and dice and kill you as at the end of the day.
It'll give it a really good balance, I think, of like the slasher versus the comedic stuff. And that's kind of, you know, what I was touching on before, and how, you know, a lot of horror movies do that, but then you have that whole other section of horror movies that's very serious. And I find that the very serious stuff is a little bit harder to sit through. If there was not something to like break up the, oh, it's just blood and guts the whole entire time, there's no dialogue or anything like that. So I'm excited to hear that you're going to have, like, you know, real dialogues and things that, you know, people can relate to as they're watching your film. Because I do think that's going to be a big point of sale for you. And, you know, you were saying that you'll have something a little bit extra for us, but you said August.
Yeah, my POC, my proof of concept, which is basically a 10-minute short front of the film.
Yep.
Which is I put that out there to give you guys a little taste of what's to come, or what you can expect when the actual film is released via YouTube or via whatever free streaming platforms that I choose to put it on. Of course, free
right.
I cannot emphasize that any much harder, because we cannot profit off of this no matter whatsoever, of course. But yeah, so for there will be DVDs, there will be Blu-rays, VHS, vinyl.
Oh, I love that you're doing vinyl. Band. That's awesome.
Like, I already planned that. I'm like, okay. So I've been studying so many different Indiegogo campaigns, to the point where I'm like, okay, I know what I'm doing, I know where I want to do it, I know how I want to do it, and I know what I want to incorporate with my Indiegogo campaign to give back to any fans out there. Okay, you don't have a DVD player no more, digital download, or you don't want a DVD player, but you have the cassette tape player. Not a problem. If you're old school with that way, go ahead. I have that option as well. So I have different ideas and different perks and different levels when it comes to the Indiegogo campaign, that anybody can get what they want through this project. Like, if you can imagine it, because I have that same sense of imagination, As long as I put my mind to it, I know I can do it, put it out there, give it to you guys.
That's amazing. And you know we were talking about this project is going to take a couple of years, and you're going to kind of see what happens after that, but do you have more things cooking up inside of that head of yours? Because I know you do.
I have various other projects going on right now. Some projects are auditory projects, and some projects are 20 minute shorts that I'm just working on throughout the year. So once I have everything together, I'm going to be dropping a song. I should have some stuff coming out later this summer. Then I got some stuff coming out literally right before Halloween. So I have two projects that's coming out this year that'll give me some kind of work to build up on while I'm still working on this Friday the 13th project. Because this particular Jason, Savini Jason, is a CGI character.
Okay.
So there'll be some parts of Savini Jason that you'd be like, oh, I could tell this is a CGI, that CGI, because we can't have a real person in that suit walk on flames through the entire project.
Yeah.
No. Realistically, no, that's not going to happen.
They don't make insurance for that.
Right.
Very cool, though. Very, very cool. I'm super, super excited to see this project. Do you have anything else for the fans before we just BS for a little bit?
Anything else for the fans? So, all I can say really for the fans is to get ready to see a lot of originality with this film, especially with, and I'm going to say this clear as day, especially with my Jasons.
Okay. I just got goosebumps. Like, I'm ready. I am ready. Okay.
One of my one of my Jasons will be making his debut at Days of the Dead Chicago in November.
Awesome. That is super, super cool. And that's going to be in November, Days of the Dead, and that will be in Chicago, correct? Awesome. Are you attending any other cons this year?
So I'm still doing local cons right now, because I didn't even know there's so much in the Midwest, yet alone in Chicago, to really explore. But I do want to venture out to different horror cons, because I know I've been talking with Montavious Parker about multiple horror conventions that he attends. And I've been talking to John Henderson, Doomsday Crypt, about different horror conventions that he attends. So they've given me so much insight on where to go and how to go and where to explore. So I'm like, okay, so I know when I'm ready to venture out, I definitely want to make sure I go to like Days of the Dead Atlanta, Days of the Dead Indiana. There was another convention that I can't even think about it right now. But there's so many horror conventions that I do want to attend to. It's just but this particular year, I want to close out 2024 with my last Chicago con. And then coming into 2025, then I'll be open to exploring outside of my city, outside of my state, and just seeing what's really out there that I feel like I've been missing out on just by being here in Chicago. Because it's way more, and I want to know what's out there for me. And then just to continue spreading the word about Friday the 13th, Jason Escaping Hell, because this project, this Jason is not like any other Jason you will ever see before. We saw Uber Jason and Jason X.
Right.
We saw the remake with we saw the remake version with Derek Mears. We saw Freddy versus Jason with Douglas Tate. Like, these guys are some macho, honcho beasts out here. And Savini Jason, with given permission from Tom Savini, of course, I'm still trying to get in contact with him because I want his permission to use, since part of it is his name.
Okay.
So I do want Tom Savini's permission before I proceed forward with using Savini Jason, because I feel like, for me, I want to have that the official authority, handwritten authority. Yes, you have permission to use Savini Jason and bring it up to life for your film. cool. Then I could probably proceed forward with really continuing to bring some music to life I want to, and just, you know, putting him out in a market to showcase people, fans, hey, this is the Jason that will be in the film. Let's have some fun with him.
Yeah,
because absolutely. Jason, like I said, I do have my original Jason that will be debuting at Days of the Dead Chicago this year. And then once we get into the more conventions outside of Chicago, that particular Jason will be traveling with me to different conventions and just basically hitting the market, flooding the market. Because if this film turns out to be a complete success, how I'm hoping for, part two is already in the works. Especially with the original Jason, how envisioned.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, you should come to Denver. Come to Denver and do a couple cons down there. They I do the Rocky Mountain Nightmares, and then I do Colorado Festival of Horror as well.
That's the one Montavious told me about. I just couldn't even think about it. Yes. Yes. I'm definitely planning on being there next year. I want to be there for their next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
A booth when I come for their next year too. So that's the one that I'm really working on, making sure I'm able to get a booth like way ahead of time. As soon as I know about the first day, or they say vendor booths open, come and get them now. So give me a vendor booth for Rocky Mountain for sure.
Absolutely. I also wanted to ask you, so I vend both of those conventions every year. So I fly down from Montana over to Colorado to attend. I'm going to be there next week. Do you have any promotional stuff maybe that you could send me? I can print out a few things and put it at my table.
I can start working on that, like maybe not tonight, but definitely tomorrow. I'm going to start working on it like ASAP, so I can give some content to you beforehand. Speaking of content, the other thing I really did not talk about yet, and that's weird. Guess what scored for the film?
Who?
Beatrice Bobby.
No, you did?
I scored Beatrice Bobby for the film.
Oh, I love her so much. That is super, super excited. So are you doing a podcast? Are you going to be on DK and the Bees?
Once I finish out the script and I send it off to her, she'll look over it She's already excited. She's been excited for it. She was part of my team when I did the multiverse and Jason, but with the whole switch, the version is like, okay, once you finish that script, let me know. Then we, you know, get all of put the official statement out there. But she's already still part of the project. She just waited on the script, of course. But you know, all of her projects that she has going on, she also was part of, you know, Anthony Comeno's Blood Loss, of course. Blood Loss part right. of that same project. The Dead Place.
Yep.
And many other parts that she has coming out this year. So I know next year when I'm started filming, I can have her for whatever days I need her for to get all of her scenes out the way. And
that's awesome. That's super, super exciting.
This one, the gatchy part is that nobody is expecting, and I don't, you're the third person who, the third host who I'm telling this to. She is playing no other than Pamela Voorhees, but also Amanda Krueger.
Yes. Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And I love it for her too, because she's such an amazing actress and a super, super nice person. And, you know, her work speaks for itself.
Yeah.
So you already know, like, catching a name like that, you'll definitely have somebody like really, really good to work with. That's going to be fantastic. I love it. Good stuff. Nice little in right there. I love it.
Wait, there's more. You ready? You ready for number two?
No, I'm ready.
Gotta get a drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the next celebrity who I will introduce you all to is no other than Mr. Strongman himself, Nightmare on Elm Street. Parts 4 and 5, Ken Sagos.
Stop. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. See, I was already excited. Now I'm like super stoked. That's really, really awesome stuff, man. Like, just the, you know, watching, because, you know, I've been friends with you on Facebook for about a year now. Yeah. And just kind of watching like the fallout with the last movie and like how you've built this one up. And, you know, this is all your work. So you don't have anybody else chiming in to tell you how to do your thing. And I think that's even more excited because we're going to see an actual vision from a real, real artist. And, you know, sometimes that's the most exciting thing about going into fan films is like the artists behind it and their thoughts and like the way that they think and how they're going to bring everything to light and everything that you've just gone through with us and you've talked to us about through this podcast. I already know like this is going to be big news and we're just really excited to be able to chat with you about your film.
Yeah, and I also keep I tell you're the second host I'm telling this to as well, but a lot of this film, it comes from my life. So not only am I telling a Friday 13th story, I'm also telling a part of my life on what I experienced through college, and putting that in this story. So you get to see my life vicariously through Friday the 13th.
Okay. Awesome.
So it's personal, but yeah, it's entertaining.
Gotcha. And
this film, it has a twist because, you know, for Jason Goes to Hell, we had the Creighton Duke actor, he was a black actor, of course. In my universe, in my world, Creighton Duke is a white actor.
Okay.
And there's a few things that gives it a plot twist that I'm not going to. I just gave that one little small reveal. Like, hey, well, and Jesse goes to hell, Creighton Duke was black. And Peter Anthony's Roseblood, Creighton Duke was black. But to kind of piggyback from Roseblood, especially in the one scene where I don't want to spoil people who has not seen it, but the one scene where young Tina told Rose, hey, Rose, send them back, Rose. Where is Rose sending Jason? And where is Rose sending that other particular person to? So with that little scene that I saw on Roseblood, I said, hey, Peter, can I play around with this? Can I introduce like a different reality through your vision of what you started? He's like, who? Sure, hell yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Okay.
So my particular Jason Escape from Hell film, it is set years after the events of Jason Goes to Hell, but okay. it's in a different reality. Because gotcha. I'm not in my director, I'm acting in my film.
Okay.
So my character name, his name is Benjamin Christie.
Okay.
Steve Christie. But we saw him die in part one. True. But how about Christy in my reality? He never died. He got injured.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
As we get ready to conclude this part as well, and Friday the 13th was a part two, we saw Vicky get dragged down the stairs.
Yes. Yep.
But did we see her die? We saw her at the end just laying on the floor around the table.
Did we know what she did
or was she just playing dead? So in my reality, Vicky is alive and well. So we have Beatrice Bobley, Ken Sagos, Lauren Marie Taylor. And that's all that I can say.
So exciting. Super, super exciting. Now, do you have a page made specifically for your movie yet so that people can kind of bop on and see what you have going on? Or how is your social media kind of running? Is it just through your personal page?
So I have a Jason Escape from Hell Facebook page. And I have an F13 Jason Escapes from Hell Instagram page. Both of those pages are public. You can access those to, publicly, so I don't have to add. My Facebook one, I have to add you to it. But Instagram is public. You can find it on Instagram, F13 Jason Escapes from Hell. But Facebook is Jason Escapes from Hell. But I have to have approved to add you in, because I had other people who kept trying to jump in and throw in, you know, their OnlyFans on there. I'm like, no, we're not doing OnlyFans.
We're not doing that on here.
This is not what we're doing.
Gotcha. So there is places where our viewers can go kind of check you out and see what you got going on and kind of keep up with your story and everything like that. And I will say that I would like to have you on the show again once you get your proof of concept done. I think that a little kind of watch party with some people in it would be pretty fun. Obviously, like, we won't have to record that, or, you know, we can just record the part with the POC and then upload that to the show. But you know, anything that we can do to help DC Custom Creations and Crazy Train, you know, well, we got your back. Do you have any other things to say about your film before we wrap this up?
About the film, no, not really. But the other ways on how to get in contact with me outside of the Facebook Jason Escapes from Hell and the Instagram Jason Escapes from Hell, my production company, Flash Tamer Productions LLC, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, which is called X. I hate calling it X because I'm like, it's still Twitter to me.
It's Twitter, dang it.
Yeah. Also, Snapchat, TikTok, basically all of my social media handles. It's Flash Tamer Productions LLC, and even through that page or those, finding me on different social medias under that name, you will still find content related to Jason Escapes from Hell.
Okay, awesome. And your audition paper, the one that I have, we're still utilizing that right now. So if there's anybody in the Chicago area, if they want to get in contact with you for to audition, if they're serious about the role, is that something that we can still reach you from?
Definitely, because I'm not finished just yet, because that audition flyer was from the auditions that I did back in, we're now in May, so
I think it was March
this month already. That was back in March. Yeah,
okay,
so I'm doing auditions again this later this summer and July. So once I get that flyer done, we'll definitely send that out to you, of course, so you can have that on your end. But even auditions for that will be in person, of course, because like I said, I prefer to keep that very old school. You come out on audition, you never know where that could lead you when you're doing an in-person audition. You can walk away with a role at the end of the audition because, yes, you went above and beyond your way, of course. And not only that, I'm offering part of my services is I'm offering actors workshops.
Okay.
So you can come with no experience. As long as you have that drive, I will guide you. And I will mold you into the actor and actress that you want to become if you take my actors workshop classes.
Okay.
Which my first one will be right before we go and film the POC in August.
Perfect. Beautiful. So there's ways to get involved in the film still and you know, be in contact with you and Flashtainment Productions LLC. We see that you're doing really great things, and I just want to thank you for coming on the show and talking to me tonight. Is there anything else you'd like to close with?
Absolutely. So one final remark is that for me, and this is me personally speaking outside of the Friday 13th project, I am giving back to my community. And part of giving back to my community, especially in the service that I provide, is art and entertainment. So I'm doing different, doing small activities like helping out with the kids, with the shelters, getting engaged with, I work in a nursing home facility myself. So I'm giving back to the elder community, helping out with them. So I'm really getting involved with my community to show them, hey, that we haven't forgotten about you. And then for the younger, I'm here to help guide you and mold you and shape you into the right directions instead of leaving you out here for the street.
Okay. I love that.
To promote peace, love, and happiness within my community, not just my community, but anyone's community who needs that touch of love and happiness and joy in their lives. So that's conclusion to end the show on my behalf for tonight.
That's fantastic. And again, I just want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. We should have this edited and uploaded. I don't know what Jonathan's timeline looks like, but and then we'll get that sent over so that you can share it as well on your socials. But thank you again, Maurice. And I just appreciate you coming on to chat with me tonight. We're really looking forward to this film. And you know, Friday the 13th, the party continues, my friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
All right. Awesome. Well, it was great talking to you. And thanks again. And I will chat with you soon.
All right. No problem. See you later.
See ya. Have a good night.
Hey there, Friday fans. We know how much you enjoy the movies. Enjoy grabbing your Friday merchandise and interacting with the Friday family, whether it be at conventions or during our particular watch-alongs. Well, when you're looking to get yourself masks, why not check out our friends over at Camp Blood Customs out of New York State and order your specific custom mask from any of the films. All orders are made specifically. Your needs and wants are. Make sure you find Camp Blood Customs on Facebook, Instagram, and all over social media and order yours today.
This is Abel Berry, director of amazing horror films, and you are listening to Crazy Train Radio.